Beloved radio friends, greetings in the precious name of our wonderful Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, with a hearty welcome to the continued ministry of God's Holy Word. We humbly but very earnestly would pray to our God above that by His Spirit, the Word of God is being blessed for the eternal salvation as well as the edification of many of God's beloved people. May God lead us as we follow the study of this epistle to the Galatians and now begin our reading today in chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. Paul, writing by the Spirit of God, declaring the providential sovereign grace of God regarding God's dealings with him. We hear him say, "But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood." Let us briefly meditate, but carefully and thoroughly, upon these words. For the background of these words, which we have noted in the preceding study of the chapter, brings before us how the beloved Apostle Paul received the gospel which he preached. For what the great problem and question that was involved in relation to the Galatian churches was the gospel and the authenticity and the simplicity of the gospel which Paul preached. Let us not forget, we would say it again, that verses 6 through verse 9 warned us that Paul said there was no other gospel. No different gospel should ever be preached than that which he had preached to the Galatian believers. But there were men who had come into the churches of Galatia, Judaistic teachers, legalists, that were seeking to bring in the principle and the teachings of the law in relation to salvation in addition to grace. My beloved, let us reemphasize, Paul is defending his gospel that he preached. And he is declaring that it was not a message that came from the giving of the law, nor even by the works of the law. Now we find in our verses before us today, 15 and 16, we find that the sovereign grace of God dealt with the apostle, even from and even before his birth. For very beautifully does Paul acknowledge, when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace. My beloved, we cannot give too great credit to the sovereign grace as well as the providential dealings of God with us. Oh, how many of us can certainly and should certainly look backward and realize even in our unsaved days, if we are believers, God in his matchless grace and sovereign providence dealt with us to bring us ultimately to Christ. And Paul, in his amazing wonder at it, goes even back to gratefully acknowledge that in the purposes of God, he was so destined to be a blessing, for God had separated me, he declares, from my mother's womb. Beloved, how we should earnestly realize, God has his purposes for his people. God has, even in the time past, in the ages past, his great elective sovereign grace toward us. I wonder if I'm speaking to a believer or to an unbeliever who has paid no attention to the grace of God before you were saved, or if you are not saved in your past life. Oh, God deals with us, even in his providential ways, to bring us to Christ. And then Paul said, he not only separated me from my mother's womb, but he called me by his grace. Paul acknowledges that wonderful call. And may I say, my beloved friend today, it may be right now that God is calling you, that in the preaching and the hearing of God's word that is your privilege today, the gospel that bids you come to Christ for salvation, God is calling you by his grace. May I say you will never respond to that gospel until you hear the call. Have you heard it? Are you listening to it? Do you feel God calling you to come to Christ and calling you by His grace to make you one of His own? Now what Paul is really doing, he's giving full credit to God for His providential dealings with him, even in the past. Though he had been brought up at the feet of one of the greatest teachers of the law in Israel, Gamaliel by name, and though he had achieved greater heights of intellectual religious knowledge than many others in his own nation, it was God's grace which called him out of it all. He called me by His grace. I'm wondering this moment, is God by His Spirit through the Word calling someone out of your religion and bidding you come to Christ? That's what He wishes to do. To call you out of a religion you may be trusting in, which is not Christ. A religion that is not the gospel. For the gospel, now please let me repeat the gospel, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that He was buried and that He rose again the third day according to the Scripture. And God calls you to come and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. Now thus you can realize God's sovereign grace for Paul. Now what did God then do when He called him? Why did He call him? Now note the words as you have it in verse 16 in the opening phrase. He called me by His grace to reveal His Son in me. To reveal His Son in me. My beloved radio friend, do you realize what Christianity in its true essence and meaning really is? Christianity is the revelation of a person. It is the revelation of the person of Christ to the human heart. And Paul declares that God revealed His Son in me. Has God done that for you? I know if He has not, He desires to. Oh, do you know Christ? Christianity is a living, loving, blessed person. It is the once crucified, but the now risen and glorified Son of God. Do you know Him? May I quote the words of Paul as you have them in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12? And listen to them carefully when he declared, "Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day." It's not merely what you believe. More important, it is who you believe. And Paul declares very carefully and clearly that it was a revelation of Christ that God gave him, and Christ became His own possession to dwell in his heart. Well, did he write to the Galatians in chapter 2 and verse 20 saying, "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." Oh, my beloved, we ask again, do you know Christ? Do you have Him? You can have religion. You can have all kinds of religion and never have Christ. But, my beloved, you'll only go to heaven with Christ and on no other basis. And your salvation will have to be entirely upon and through the merit and the efficacious death and the burial and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Might ask you the question, not what religion do you believe in? Do you believe the gospel? Well, did Paul say, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." And thus we may recognize, God revealed Christ to the beloved apostle. Now, why did He reveal Christ to him? Note the words that follow in verse 16. "That I might preach Him among the heathen," meaning among the nations. My, what a wonderful thing. "That I might preach Him," preach Christ, "among the nations." Oh, my beloved, may I say, and this comes to mine own heart, it deals with mine own personal conscience. What should I preach? Well, beloved, I tell you very frankly, you can hear all kinds of sermons. You may go to church, you may go to many churches, you may hear many sermons. But I wonder if you always hear a message about Christ. I remember many years ago a dear man telling me, Brother Bramhall, I was a stranger in the city where I had to go on business. And he said, while in that city, I did not know where to go to church, but I went where I thought that I might get the word of God. But he said, most unfortunately, when I listened to the sermon that was preached that Sunday morning, I never heard the man mention Christ at all. May I say, my beloved friend, if you don't hear Christ-centered messages, you're not getting the right message. Paul said, God revealed his Son unto me that I might preach him among the heathen. And may I say very earnestly, faithfully, lovingly, truthfully, my only desire is to preach Christ to you, my radio friend. You need him. We all need him. He is the only one who ever died for our sins. And when Paul had a revelation of Jesus Christ to his own heart and soul, then he knew it was for the purpose which God had told him, that I might preach him among the heathen. 'Tis my deep and earnest prayer that we could have more Christ-centered preaching. Messages about Christ, who is the only Savior. For neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Thank God that Christ was revealed to Paul. I pray, my radio listener, Christ has been revealed to you. Is he your Savior? Does he dwell in your heart? If not, receive him into that heart today for his name's sake. Blessed Father, we pray, some heart's door will be open to receive thy beloved Son as Savior and Lord for his honor and glory. Amen.